Joining me now for our weekly political discussion is NPR's Cokey Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
While General Franks has been in Afghanistan, he's warned that U.S. troops can be expected to be there for, quote, a long, long time. What's the likely reaction to that statement in terms of domestic politics?
Well, this question of war versus domestic policy has been puzzling to both parties. The Republicans have said that they think they can run on the President Bush and his war record, but it's gotten sketchier. Osama bin Laden is still at large. The support for an Iraqi invasion has been diminishing, according to the polls. And yet another former administration member, James A. Baker, the Secretary of State under the first President Bush, weighed in over the weekend saying, hold on, don't go into Iraq without getting the support of our allies and going to the UN for authorization. The whole question of the international sphere and the war on terrorism is not as clear-cut as it once was. Courts have been questioning the Justice Department's actions on anti-terrorism measures. But still, the Democrats are extremely nervous about taking the president on foreign policy. And if he does bring a resolution to Congress, which apparently his lawyers are saying he doesn't need to do, but I think he's still likely to do, if the president does bring a resolution to Congress asking for support in a war against Iraq, I think you're likely to see most Democrats vote for it. They're very worried about either an Iraqi invasion or another terrorist event in this country before the election. Obviously, a terrorist event worries everybody.
It's been a busy primary season. Is there any evidence these international issues are affecting the election so far?
Well, the primary season's been mainly very interesting because of redistricting with Democrats thrown against Democrats, Republicans against Republicans. But there were a couple of races where incumbents lost, Earl Hilliard in Alabama, Cynthia McKinney in Georgia. Both of these African Americans, who were opposed by Jewish groups and supported by Arab American groups, both lost to younger African Americans. There's some thought that it was because of their statements about Afghanistan. They were not supportive of the president's policy. But there were lots of other factors going on in those races as well.
You know, just very quickly, some of the big races this year are for the state house. Is there any foreign policy component in these gubernatorial campaigns?
Well, usually not. But there's something to watch for here. There are a number of women running, 18 women in 13 states running for governor to join the record five who are there now. And we learned back in 1990 when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait that the women candidates' campaigns tanked after that because people were afraid to elect women in a time of war. I don't know if that still holds.
Thank you very much, Cokey. NPR's Cokey Roberts.